The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness. Now, in its 28th year, your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor. And while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Want to have a great-looking, sexy, fit, and healthy body? It will hurt. It will take time. It will require dedication. It will take willpower. You will need to make healthy decisions. It will require sacrifices. You will need to push your body to its max. There will be temptations, but I promise you, when you reach your goal, it will be worth it. So some words of wisdom to start out the hour for you. And remember, determination is doing what needs to be done, even when you don't feel like doing it. No wiser words were ever spoken. Let's talk fitness this hour. Welcome to the healthiest 2 hours on radio. It's hour number two of the big show, David Snow on your radio. And this is our special New Year's fitness edition of the program. We do this annually with the First Lady of Fitness. We did it for decades with the godfather of fitness in America, Jack LaLanne, who lived to the ripe old age of 96. Now, his widow, Elaine LaLanne, is with us every year at this time, 93 years young, and she's still going strong. In fact, she just came out with a book just this month, days ago. If you want to live, move. That's the name of the book, Putting the Boom Back into Boomers. 8 minutes a day gets you on your way. And we'll hear from her in just a few minutes talking about celebrating, well, not only 90 plus years, but just celebrating a healthy life and how you can too. And joining her in just a matter of minutes will be the host of America's number one television fitness show, Bodies in Motion. The one and only Gilad will be calling in if we can make the phone connection properly from the country of Israel. He happens to be there at this time, and he is always with us at this time of the year as well. He's kind of the modern-day Jack LaLanne. Jack passed the baton to him, and he, for the last 30 years or so, has been doing his Bodies in Motion show. First, it was on ESPN for 12 years, I believe. Then it was Discovery Channel's Fit TV for many years, and now it's on another channel, which I don't recall. But he's been on continuously for two or three decades. So we'll hear some valuable fitness tips from him. And then to round out the hour, Bianca from our local Honolulu Club, which is Hawaii's premier athletic club. She'll be joining us in just a matter of minutes as well. And then to, as a finale of the hour, Jake Havron, a personal fitness trainer on the island of Maui and soon to be in L.A., he'll be giving us some interesting tips for the new year, some New Year's resolution fitness tips, and also what to look for in a personal fitness trainer. So lots on the docket here on the hour number two of the program. Let's talk about, let's go to the fitness file. Speaking of fitness, this is an unusual article, but bear with me. Now, you know, backward thinking, isn't usually seen as a good thing, but doing things backwards, or maybe in the opposite way you're used to doing them, can actually improve muscle and brain function. Listen to this. Your legs, for instance, you'll experience more new muscle growth in your quads, especially if you use them backwards. For example, walking backwards also puts that is what you want to do for muscle activation, but it also puts less strain on the knees, your knee joints. Just don't walk into anything. Watch where you're walking. You don't have eyes behind your head, or maybe some of you do. And your heart, research in the International Journal of Sports Medicine found women not only showed a boost in their cardiovascular systems, but they also lost more weight when they walked backwards or ran backwards versus those running only forwards. And definitely watch where you're going. I've done that many times before, running backwards on the beach or, you know, on a track or something, but just make sure you're careful about that. And then for general health, other advantages of doing things backwards or how you don't usually do it, brushing your hair, for instance, with the other hand, not your dominant hand, but your weaker hand. The University of Greifswald found that repeating exercises with the non-trained hand increased cell communication in the brain's primary motor cortex. And finally, knees. Well, let's talk about losing a few pounds. This is interesting. Using your knife and fork in opposite hands to eat your big meals, your main meals, that's going to make you eat more slowly and you'll be more aware of feeling fuller sooner. So that's going to help avoid overeating, help you avoid that. And then knees, research published in Clinical Rehabilitation has shown that walking backwards is an effective physiotherapy treatment for those suffering with knee problems. How about that? All right, let's go to matters of sexual health. Just quick. Well, this actually has to do with breastfeeding and not necessarily sexual health, but for women, as few as 4 in 10 mothers in England breastfeed their babies beyond the age of 6 weeks, similar to other parts of the world. World Health Organization recommends that babies be breastfed exclusively for the first 6 months of life. And they say that breastfeeding is strongly recommended for a range of health reasons. Breastfed babies are at a lower risk of cot death and allergies and are less likely to develop diabetes or become overweight later in life. So, and then the mother's benefit too. The breastfeeding also reduces mother's risk of breast and ovarian cancer. So that's a good thing. All right, let's go to the Funny Bone Pharmacy. And Funny Bone Pharmacy it is. What's the medical term for owning too many dogs? That would be a rover dose. Okay, a rover dose. Too many dogs. What's the best type of doctor? This, according to Will Rogers, the best doctor in the world is the veterinarian. He can't ask his patients what is the matter. He's got to just know. That's so true, right? Okay, from I used to like Jay Leno's headlines, and I collected a few from years ago. That was one of the favorite features of mine on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. I had the opportunity to meet with him a few times. He was a delightful guy. Anyway, here's some headlines. Market in urine samples expected to grow. How about this one? Hemorrhoids inspire respectful hindsight. Another headline. Circumcisions cut back. Headline in an article. And then some classified ads. Moving sale. Listen to this. Wheelchair, hospital bed, deluxe sliding chair stair glide, and a motorcycle. Gee, I wonder what happened there. No accident, right? There's a help wanted ad, door-to-door selling oranges, apples, and grapefruit. No experience needed. We'll train, paid daily. Well, that sounds pretty good. Prefer female or male? Well, they're not going to get into any trouble for discrimination, right? Okay, and a couple of others here. Let's see. Well, this was from Santa's, or from last month. Can I get on the naughty list? That was on a T-shirt I saw. Let's see. Oh, don't you hate it when people ask their own questions? I do. Okay. Proud parent of a great kid that is sometimes a jerk, and that's okay. All right, I guess that's how parents think. I'm not one, but go with that. I thought about losing weight once, but I don't like losing. Oh, yeah, I've heard that one before. Let's see, a couple others here. Sometimes I put drink wine on my to-do list just so I feel like I've accomplished something. That's terrible. All right, and how about one more, one or two more? Oh, here's a sign that says barbecue timer. Rare, one beer. Medium, two beers. In other words, you know, time it takes to drink two beers is how long it's going to take the steak to get medium done, I guess. Well done, three beers. And finally, I put the hot into psychotic. Okay. Oh, actually, got a couple more for you. Blink if you want me. That'd be hard not to do. And finally, life is like a donut. You're in the dough or in the hole. That's pretty true. All right, we'll take a brief break here and be back with more information for your good health. Here on Dr. Health, I'm David Snow. Stick around if you want to stay healthy.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just two capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals six capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call 911 when they're experiencing uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Copycats? They're out there. Be strong and healthy. Tune in to the big dog. Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine.
Welcome back to Lifestyles of the Fit and Healthy here on the healthiest 2 hours on radio. A reminder, our show does rebroadcast tonight from 9 p.m. on the station you're listening to right now. David Snow with you. In this part of the program, we are going to be joined by a celebrity fitness, a fitness celebrity, I should say. But before that, let me preface this by sharing this article with you and her. This is from Melbourne, Australia. Residents there move more. They exercise more than folks in any other major city. They get on their move, or they get their move on, rather, by walking, jogging, or enjoying outdoor activities like biking and gardening and other things. And This research says that physical activity, especially outside in a natural setting, has such a positive effect on the brain, which ups your optimism and overall satisfaction with life, that spending just 30 minutes strolling outside improves well-being as much as more intense exercise. Well, my next guest does both, both strolling and sweating to the oldies, as well as hardcore exercises. And at 90, almost 93 years old, she's an example of health. And, oh, we don't have her? Okay. We don't have Elaine yet, but we're getting Elaine LaLanne on the air. She did tell me this week she misplaced her one phone number we had for her, and then we were going on a backup number, so maybe that's the reason we can't get a hold of her right now, but we'll keep trying. All right. In the meantime, I came across an article that I let's see, I wrote this for a magazine 10 years ago, and it was appropriate that I found it because it's how to be healthier in the next 10 years, which is today. So basically, I'm not going to read the article to you, but I'll just do excerpts from it and read you some lines. And that is, I was talking about health challenges. Everybody has some kind of health challenge in their life, whether it's age or a handicap or genetic predisposition to disease, maybe a lifestyle-created condition of your own doing, or you know, you were in an accident or something. Anyway, most important thing to do is to work with what you have, or work around what you have, and be consistent in your actions. And also make your resolutions, if you are making New Year's fitness resolutions or any kind of health-related resolutions, make them fun and interesting, so that you're more likely to stick to them. And to achieve that, you need a written plan, or it's good to have a written plan. You'll get better results if you do. So write out what you want. Do we have Elaine? Okay. Let's see. Oh, okay. We have our next guest. Anyway, let's. I'll continue this this 10-year plan a little later. But now we don't have Elaine yet, but let's get our next guest on. Gilad from Fit TV's Bodies in Motion. Gilad, are you there with us?
Hello there, David. Hey. How are you?
Hi, Gilad. How the health are you? It's that time of the year. I guess it's January because I hear your voice. And we always enjoy.
I enjoy
having you. And we are so thankful and grateful to have you take some time out of your busy fitness schedule to be with us every January. You know, Jack LaLanne, as you know, was always our first guest of the year, and then you were always one of the first, and sometimes you were on with Jack, and then when he passed away, you took that spot along with Elaine LaLanne, who is also championing the dedication that Jack did for the world of fitness. So tell us, as far as people are coming off the holidays and they have a little, you know, a few, two extra pounds, and they have some flabbiness. What are some of the initial things that you would recommend people do just to get back in the momentum and into the swing of things, so to speak, to get back into their a routine that's going to make them lose the weight that they gained over the holidays, and then maybe even more, and more importantly, firming up? You know, as Jack LaLanne always used to say, it's not your scale. Your scale can lie. The tape measure does it. The tape measure never lies.
Correct. Yeah, so first let me start by, I have some personal sad news, as my mom just passed away 3 days ago.
Here. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
And so I'll try to keep a straight voice.
Sure, of course.
Thoughts. Straight as we enter this
no problem
2019,
right?
And so I want to dedicate this this talk to my mom.
Absolutely.
In regards to I'm experiencing obviously a lot of pain.
Yes, right.
Because of the passing of my mom at 85. As you know, my mom was an integral part and a part of my show.
That's
for
right.
Many years.
Mm-hmm.
I say that, I was the front man of the show of Bodies in Motion, but she was the star because she had probably more fans, way more fans than I did, because people would say, well, if your mom can do it, then I can do it too.
Oh, right.
And I think this is a good point to bring up here now that, you know, people are starting the new year with New Year's resolutions and, you know, trying to get back into the swing of fitness and health and make some, you know, wise decisions as they enter the new year.
Yes.
I said there's quite a few things you can do. I mean, I'm you know, going through a personal loss here with my mom, obviously, and grief.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I went out to the gym. I did a workout for an hour and a half.
Wow.
I did, I did a little bit of strength training. I did a little bit of cardio. I, of course, am not at my best emotionally and physically because of the circumstances. But I decided that I could either stay home and, you know, fall into the misery of the situation and the sadness, or go to the gym and do something about it and try to get some endorphins into my body and some positive blood flow. And, you know, you do that and it always works as a charm. And now I knew, you know, even through this tragic personal event here with my mom, that it works.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can do it under these circumstances,
that's
then
right.
I guess anybody can do it under normal circumstances.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, for most people, when it comes to New Year, they always want to, you know, make new resolutions regarding their health, regarding their diet, regarding their physical fitness. And I think the key is to go step by step to make decisions and resolutions that are not beyond your reach. So in other words, if somebody wants to lose 25 pounds, instead of trying to do everything in 1 or 2 weeks, they should set a realistic goal of maybe losing 1.5 to 2 pounds a week, finding out what they need to do in order to do that. You know, adding a little bit of fitness into their lifestyle at a time that is appropriate for them during the day, not at a time that they're not going to do it. And the third thing and the most important thing, I think, is the motivation and the reason why you're doing what you're doing. And I think that that is the key, because we can always come up with excuses why not to do something.
Correct.
And, it, you know, in our daily schedules, everybody has things to do, whether it's their businesses or their work or their kids or their wives or their husbands or a lot of other things in life that happened. And I think it's important for everybody in order to be really, to be mentally, physically healthier is to dedicate some time and some energy to both their nutrition, eat healthy, nutritious food, and to their physical fitness and exercise. I think you have to do something, move your body, get your body in motion at least, you know, 5 times a week, 4 or 5 times a week. And it doesn't have to be drastic and it doesn't have to be supercharging it. It's just a matter of getting into an exercise regimen, whether it's in the gym, whether it's outdoors, whether it's a sport that you love doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, just starting to make it a part of your daily routine. And once it's a part of your daily routine, I think that you will benefit in more ways than just, you know, getting, you know, losing the extra pounds and getting fitter. It's just you're going to have a fuller, fitter, healthier life.
Yeah, no doubt about that, Gilad.
Well, I mean, my mom was still 3 weeks ago with a very positive attitude, even though we knew she was getting weaker by the day. She was still swimming. She was still doing things. She was, you know, never
really
giving up.
Mm.
And until the illness overtook her, but that was very recent.
Yeah.
And until that day, she was very positive and active, and moving and keeping things moving, you know, in motion.
Mm-hmm.
And I admire that. I mean, if you know, she was able to do that in her circumstances, I just, you know, brings me to tears. But it's absolutely admirable.
Well, and that brings us to the title or the name of your show, Bodies in Motion. And she was living that more than anything and more than anybody. So
correct.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she really lived up to the name. Go ahead.
And she, you know, the way that my mom got on the show, I don't know if you know this, but some of the viewers for the show do know the story. But when she was 50 years old, she contracted breast cancer and had to go through a full year of very, very aggressive
chemotherapy.
Treatments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Chemotherapy for a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
And she gained a lot of weight as a result of that. And after that year was over, I asked her to come to Hawaii and train with our team, you know, with the Bodies in Motion team.
And
she did.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of put her under a regimen for a couple of months. She was working with me in Hawaii. I was working with her one-on-one. We were doing, you know, interesting because she was so out of shape and so weak after the bout with cancer.
Oh, I can imagine, yeah.
But, she couldn't even do a sit up or push up or you know, she would walk 5 minutes and have to stop.
Really?
Hmm. But after the 2 months with me in Hawaii and the training that we did with her, she was able to run half around Ala Moana Beach Park.
Wow.
Which
no
to
kidding.
Our listeners will mean a lot.
Yeah.
Walk half and the other half she would jog.
That's amazing.
And she was able to do, I believe, like 15 push-ups and 30 sit-ups by the time she left Hawaii 2 months later. And, of course, she dropped a bunch of weight.
Yeah, yeah.
As a result of that, the next season of shows, and my mom was living in San Francisco at the time.
Uh-huh.
The following year, she kept up the regimen. She got very much into it. And the following year, we started, putting her on the show as one of our background exercisers with me. And, you know, she obviously earned herself a lot of fans. And as a result of that, she became the star of the show. And, you know, women all over the world just absolutely loved the fact that I have mom on the show and she was doing it well and she was moving well with us and exercising and doing everything and, you know, putting the effort into it. And as a result, it inspired a whole lot of people.
That's fantastic. Wow. She had millions of fans worldwide, as you mentioned, and so do you. You still do.
Yeah.
And how many videos do you have out now, or DVDs, rather?
We have...
I know you lost count.
I lost count. I think we have in the neighborhood of 50 DVDs that are also available to be downloaded as well.
Interesting.
You know, obviously. So they're available as downloads and DVDs. And, of course, we have our little Gilad On Demand channel, which is a membership channel. But, you know, we broadcast all the shows. They're both shows, the Bodies in Motion show and the Total Body Sculpt show, which is the second show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I
Discovery.
Forgot about that. Mm-hmm.
And soon to come, also on that channel, we will have it on Gilad On Demand. We will also have my sister's show, Basic Training, which in the 90s was filmed all over the in military bases across Hawaii.
That's right, yeah.
Pearl Harbor, with the Navy, with the Marines, and Kaneohe. And so that'll be available in a couple of months as well on Gilad On Demand. So, yeah, we've been, it's been 36 or 37 years that I'm on air nonstop.
Wow, so you have surpassed Jack LaLanne now, because he was 34 years on the air.
Yeah. I live in total, I have surpassed my good late friend Jack LaLanne.
Yeah.
Yes, I have surpassed the longevity of the show.
Well,
in fact, I always joke with Elaine, because Elaine knew my mom very well.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, with Elaine and Jack, the first time I was ever on TV with fitness in the United States was on the Jack LaLanne show back in 1982.
Oh, is that
was
really?
The last season that was the last season that the Jack LaLanne show was on.
That's right. Okay.
It was his 33rd year on air.
Wow. Interesting.
So, yeah.
How about that? And so he kind of passed the baton to you, and then you've ran with it, or you've
On the television, yes. I mean, it's Jack London was a very big shoes to step into, but he was on the show. He was on my show.
That's right.
When he turned 80.
Oh, okay.
We did 5 episodes in Ala Moana Beach Park.
How about that? Huh? You're in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he trained with us when he was 80 and did fairly well. Elaine and Jack both were there and in Hawaii with us shooting our shows.
And we're as you know, on a San Francisco station, which so you're heard. We're heard both here in California, in Hawaii, where we emanate from, but also in California, Northern California. So, and that's where Jack was from. He was originally from Oakland. It's kind of an interesting combination of where our show is heard is where, Jack's from and where you're from. And you kind of traded places a couple times. So, anyway, well,
what an inspiration he was.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And Gilad, we have a surprise guest for you. This is somebody that you've known for years. Do we have her on the line, Chaz? No, not yet. Okay. We're getting, do you remember Bianca from the Honolulu Club?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Bianca, she was on my show a few times.
Yeah, right. And so she's going to be, we're getting in touch with her right now. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the features of the Honolulu Club. But you actually started at the Honolulu Club, right, here in Hawaii, as far as a personal fitness trainer? Oops. Sorry. Gilad, are you still there with us? Okay. We lost Gilad. All right. So we'll get him back on, and we'll try to get Bianca on as well. Excuse me. And let's take a break right now. We'll take a break for bottom of the hour station ID. Chaz, if you want to take a break, we can get the guests on during the break, and then that way we'll have them up and running when we come back from this brief pause for our sponsors. This is David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio on our special New Year's Fitness edition of the program. Stick around if you want to stay healthy.
You've heard about the importance of a high-fiber diet. It may lower your risk for cancer, help to lower your cholesterol, and, of course, improve regularity. But do you get enough fiber? Most of us don't. In fact, Americans get less than half the recommended amount of fiber needed for good health. And it's not just the lack of fiber that's a problem. It's also the type of fiber. That's where True Fiber comes in. The Fiber and Master Supplements True Fiber is clinically proven to improve regularity. True Fiber is also uniquely formulated to stimulate probiotics, leading to optimal intestinal health. Best of all, True Fiber is easy to take. No sawdust-like grittiness or lumpy texture like many fiber supplements. Just mix a spoonful of True Fiber into 4 to 8 ounces of water, juice, or milk. With True Fiber's exclusive blend of soluble fiber and enzymes, you'll see it dissolve fast and clear with no grit and no taste. Stop by your nearest health store and ask for the fiber that's clinically proven to improve regularity, True Fiber. Or go to TRUFIBER.net.
Dr. Health Radio, brought to you by Hawaiian Organic Noni, the makers of Noni Fruit Leather and Noni Lavender Lotion. Discover the healing power of Noni at realnoni.com. Also by Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company featuring safe and effective phytocannabinoids without the controversial cannabis. And by Master Supplements, the creators of Theralac, the fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic. More information at Theralac.com.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is that there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you 5 dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and Sleep. And no matter which doctor-formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at emeraldhealthbio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
His name is Mr. Snow, and an upstanding.
That would be me. Thanks for joining us and being a part, or making us a part of your weekend. We got through our technical glitches here, and we have both Elaine and Gilad on the program. Elaine, are you there? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Good to talk to you, and good to talk to you, Gilad.
Gilad's in Israel. The wonders of technology. You know, you're thousands of miles away, halfway across the world, and then Elaine is where our other station listening audience is, and between Northern and Southern California, and then we're here in Honolulu, Hawaii. So welcome to both of you. Now, Elaine, tell us about your book that just came out. If you want to live, move is the name of it, right?
If you want to live, move, and what we're trying to do is putting the boom back in the boomers. You know, the boomer generation went gung-ho for exercise, but now it's kind of sagging. So we want to put the river of life, you know, your bloodstream is your river of life. And if you do everything in moderation, you got it made. So you want to be there. We want to boom you up, and we don't want to boom you down. You're probably booming down now. We want to boom you up. We want to change the good for the bad. And so it's based on the thoughts of and healthy living of Jack LaLanne. If there are Eusta, you know, Jack used to say, "Are you a Eusta?" We don't want them to be Eustas. We want them to be today. So that's what we've got. We've got it in 3 points. We have renew, reshape, and refuel. So we want to renew them, and we give them lots of inspiration, and then we reshape. We start with 8 minutes a day. Jamie Brinkus, who I teamed up with, he did the 8-minute workouts in the late 90s, and he's now 57, and he's a young boomer. And I'm not even a boomer. I'm too old to be a boomer.
Well, you're 92, 90, almost 93.
I'm going on 93.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I want to put the boom back, help him put the boom back in the boomers. So that's what we're up to. And Jack says, work at, you know, if you want to work at living, dying is easy. So
that's right. Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do is we want to just start with 8 minutes a day to give you more abundant strength and energy and flexibility and endurance.
That's great, Elaine. And you know, Gilad and I were just talking before you came on, the fact that he has surpassed Jack. You know, Jack was on for 33, 34 years, and now Gilad has been on TV with Bodies in Motion for 36 years.
Yeah, he beat him.
Yeah, but he passed. Yeah. Yeah, Jack passed the baton to Gilad, and Gilad has run with it.
Well, Jack always said, "There's the guy that's got it." I mean, he used to point to the television, and we were on his Gilad show, and he'd say, "There's the guy that's got it. I like him."
I know, that's great.
Yeah.
Let's see. So is the book available already?
No, it's not available. I want you to keep looking on my website, which is jacklalanne.com or elainelalanne.com. And probably in about February, we're going to put it on it'll be on the market. But
oops, did we lose Gilad?
On Amazon before that.
I'm here.
Good. All right. So if you want to live, move, putting the boom back into boomers. Okay. So no gloom and boom. No doom and gloom, just boom.
Yeah. Well, if you want to change your habit, if you want to change your life, you should change your habits. You change your life, you know.
Well, you know, Gilad was talking about using nutrition and exercise. And as Jack always said, as you remember, Gilad, nutrition is queen. Exercise is king. Put them together, and you get a kingdom.
Yeah,
and
that's what Jack said. He said that's a Jack Delaney's.
That's right.
yeah, for sure. Elaine, I just wanted to bring you up to speed. Unfortunately, Gilad's mother died a few days ago,
I'm so sorry. I just loved her. I'm so sorry, Gilad. Oh my God, my heart.
Yeah, we lost her in the middle of the week last week.
He's dedicating today's show to his mother. So.
Oh, I send my love and just know that she's gone on to the next expression of her life, and it's like the ship.
Thank you.
Always there for you.
Thank you.
You know, I've lost
thank
my
you,
daughter.
Lala. Thank you.
When I lost Jack, I lost my daughter when she was 21, and
wow.
I've studied everything there is to know about life after death, and it's she's in a good place. She's okay.
All right. Yes. Well, thank you, Elaine. And thank you so much, as always, to both of you for being here, as
you
do, to inspire and to motivate people, our listeners, our thousands of listeners in California and Hawaii, to better health through fitness. And please keep doing what you're doing, and you'll inspire other people to become examples of what you do, and you know, we'll keep the we'll perpetuate the fitness movement as well as you know, the health movement in general, for sure. So,
well, I know that Gilad's mother, I knowing her and what a lovely family they are, and I know that she would want Gilad to be on the show today too. She would want him.
Yes, she would.
Going on.
Yes, she would.
Keep on.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
God bless.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
she
you.
Had, she had so many, so many, yeah, so many, had so many followers, Elaine, as you know. I mean, they just, I told Dave before, I was the front man. She was the star of the show.
Yeah, she was a lovely lady.
Yeah.
And she's still in your heart, and she still is a lovely lady, and she's just gone on to what she has to do next. Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks to both of you. We're going to have
Elaine.com and ElaineLelaine.com. I'll keep you posted.
Okay. And Gilad is it Gilad.tv? Gilad, is that your website?
It's Gilad.tv, and you can see all of our programs there.
All right. And maybe
we can have another a dinner in New York sometime, Gilad.
Absolutely. you're on.
Okay. It's a date. All right. On that note, we'll let you both go. Thank you so much to both of you.
All right.
All right. Let's shift gears here and bring on, do we have Bianca on the line yet? We'll get her. Actually, let's take a break a little early for Dick Allgaier's health report, and then we'll have more time for you when we return from this brief timeout. But stay tuned now for our weekly health report from veteran TV news reporter Dick Allgaier. And when we come back, we'll have Bianca and then also Jake Havron talking about personal fitness training and how to pick a trainer if that's something that is up your alley. So we'll talk more about fitness resolutions and being fit as a way to stay healthy right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
80 more fiber found in whole grain cereals, pasta, and bread, as well as nuts and legumes, will cut people's chances of heart disease and early death, according to a landmark review commissioned by the World Health Organization. For those who think all carbohydrates are bad, sugar is a bad carbohydrate, but fiber is found in good carbohydrates, such as whole grain bread and oat-based muesli. Good carbs are good for you. End of story. Pakistani International Airlines has instructed obese employees of its cabin crew to lose weight in the first 6 months of 2019 or risk losing their jobs. Pakistani News published a memo that says the airline has decided to gradually reduce the waiver of 30 pounds excess weight to 0 pounds in upcoming months for the cabin crew. Overweight crew members will be grounded. Married couples are less likely to die of skin cancer because they spot warning signs earlier than singles. A study of 50,000 American skin cancer patients, they found of those who were married, 45.7% had stage 1 tumors, which have a 98% survival rate. The chance of catching the disease so early dropped 32% for single patients, 38% for divorced, and 70% for widowed people. University of Pennsylvania researchers admitted they were stunned by the stark difference in diagnosis. Honey, what's that on your head? I'm Dick Allgaier. That's this week's Health Report.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grass molasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Do you own a dog or a cat? Then you need to know that Noni, Hawaii's most popular medicinal herb for people, can also be used for pets. In fact, thousands of pet owners give their animals Hawaiian Noni fruit leather regularly for energy, pain relief, digestion, and for their skin and coat textures. And for external use, pet owners rave about Hawaiian Health Ohana's lavender Noni lotion for wounds and infections, hot spots from fleas and ticks, and muscle and ligament strains. For more serious applications, there's the Instant Noni Aloe Bio Bandage, a natural salve with ingredients that form a protective healing barrier for maximum results. Natural healing for your pet, made from 100% pure organic Noni. Ask for the Noni Fruit Leather, Lavender Noni Lotion, or Noni Bio Bandage for pets at your nearest pet shop or health products retailer. And visit real-noni.com.
Welcome back to The Cure for the Common Radio Show. David Snow with you. A reminder, our show does rebroadcast tonight at 9 p.m. on the station you're listening to right now. In this segment of the program, Bianca is on from the Honolulu Club, and she's a local fitness expert. She's the fitness director there, and we want to talk about some of the things to look for when you're joining. You know, this is the number one month of the year when people join health clubs or fitness facilities. And so we're going to learn a few things about that as well as her local club. And we'd like to welcome her to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Bianca. How the health are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. Unfortunately, we had to depart from Gilad, but he sends his friendship and hellos to you. He mentioned that you were on his show, you were on his show some years ago on Bodies in Motion.
Yes, I was. It was fun. It was a great time. And he's a wonderful man, and I'm so honored to have him in my life as a friend. And he was one of my mentors, and I looked up to him greatly. He's one of my motivators for getting into this industry. So, you know, having him on before me was such a great honor to follow, because he's such a great example of what health is.
And he has millions of followers, as do many people on his show. And you know, you're in good company. And boy, that must have been quite an honor to be on his on the Bodies in Motion television show. That's quite something.
Well, I learned
something.
A lot. Yeah. I learned a lot. And I took everything I could as far as all the good examples that he shared and applied it to my life. So
that's great.
Very grateful.
Okay, so let's get into the discussion of the fact that it's the new year. And by the way, we have on our other line, we have Jake Havron, who is a personal fitness trainer on Maui, so we're going from one island to the other. we're here in Honolulu, but Jake, are you there with us? Jake's not on yet. Okay, we'll get him on in a couple minutes. But anyway, he's going to give us some New Year's resolution tips. But I want you to basically talk about getting out of holiday mode and getting into the, you know, getting into the swing of things, and also what to look for in a club. A fitness facility, when people are looking at joining, you know, because there's usually more than one club in a town wherever our listeners are. And so they want to know that they chose the right club to join, or the right, you know, whether it's a fitness facility, be it with weights or calisthenics or yoga or what have you, whatever kind of fitness facility it is. So give us a rundown on that.
Well, it's kind of important when you're looking for a facility to work out in. What is it? Gil said it best. What is your motivation? Like, what are you trying to do? What do you want to do and achieve with your body or your health? And the place that you make your home, as far as your gym goes, you know, what is the information that they share with you? You know, what do you get from this membership that you are going to be a part of. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, the Honolulu Club is not just a gym. It's actually a facility that houses multiple levels of information and experiences. You know, we have over 100 classes, and that Whoa. Means that you get an opportunity, yeah, a week, over 100 classes a week now. And you get an opportunity to try many different levels of yoga, many different levels of Pilates, many different levels of boot camp classes. So you really have an education along with options of workouts to get you to the goals that you may have set for yourself. And that's really important. And the teachers that do train you and get you to that place are very important. So we've actually went ahead and got the best of the best and put them all under one roof, which is, you know, very fortunate for our members. Uh-huh. You know, our mutual friend, Patrick Leonard, when yes. he's part of the membership department,
right.
he actually put ahead a program for our non-members that are coming in and offering them a great deal of getting, you know, waiving the initiation, but also allowing them to try out the facility for a few days to really get a feeling of what is the Honolulu Club and is this a place you want to make your home.
And do most clubs do that? They get a 3-day pass or something like that?
It's really rare, but I think the smart ones do because yeah. most people don't get the taste of what this place is going to be like in just one day. Okay. After a few classes and after maybe experiencing different types of instructors there, whether it's personal trainers or we also have aqua classes. So, you know, they get to try all these different things and they'll be able to make a decision. Pretty much 99.9% of the people that come through our doors join
okay.
because they know what we have.
Right, right. Okay, let's talk about, I know that I asked you about, you know, picking a health club. What about picking a trainer? Let's get to, turn it over to Jake Havron over on Maui. He was formerly with Powerhouse Gym over there, and now he's in the process of moving to L.A. He's going to be a Hollywood guy. Jake, are you there?
Yes, I am here, David.
Oh, thanks for being with us. Sorry we had to cut this short because we had some technical challenges earlier in the show, but appreciate you bearing with us. And tell
Not
us
a problem.
Just a couple guidelines for people wanting to hire a personal fitness trainer, whether they do it outside a club or in conjunction with a club's membership or, you know, as an integral part of a particular club they belong to.
Yeah, David, I'll say the number one thing is you got to think about this. When you have a personal trainer with you, that's going to be your new best friend for as long as you guys work together. And so find someone that you can really relate with, but also look at how they train and how they are able to tailor to your needs. You know, make sure that there's someone that, you know, if you do a consultation with them, there's someone that can understand your body, your limitations, your injuries, but also your goals so that they make sure that the workouts they're giving you is the ones that are going to be getting the results you want. So that's a really big factor is finding that customized trainer that's going to be really there, not only to joke around with you, but make sure that you're pushing yourself and be able to get good results.
Yeah, those are good points. Now, Bianca, how many personal fitness trainers do you have at the Honolulu Club?
I have over 20 personal trainers and over
wow.
5 Pilates instructors. Yeah, we've got a lot.
That's great.
And all of them, and my criteria for my trainers is their education. I mean, they need to know the human body well, and not just for body beautiful, but, you know, most people are dysfunctional. They have issues with tight muscles and muscles aren't working properly. You got to know how to get them to that point of function before you can go ahead and start loading them up into a place where they want to sculpt their body. So
yeah.
we really look at things clinically at my club.
Okay. Now, you mentioned, I think you mentioned yoga. I recently took an S&M yoga class. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
Stretching and moving. What are you thinking anyway? Stretching and moving, S&M. No, just kidding.
You did well.
I just made that up. let's talk about Jake now. Well, first of all, Bianca, you mentioned, you know, not just body beautiful, because most of the trainers you see, including Jake, are like specimens of perfection, you know. But I will say, that Jake is a registered nurse, and he has extremely high qualifications. I mean, his credentials
right.
read like, you know, some PhD out there. And he was also, Jake, didn't you try out for The Bachelor, the TV show? I'm giving you an example of somebody that is, you know, has style and substance. Okay, so he has the good looks, but also the expertise. So, is that somebody you would more likely choose as a personal fitness trainer, Bianca?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Because his background in itself is so extensive in his education. He understands the body well. Not only does he have that credentials, but he also has probably multiple certifications, and he looks the part.
That's
he's
right.
a walking marketing billboard for a good health, or at least looks like he's good, has good health.
Right, right. So it's a inspiration to
absolutely.
To, you know, it really motivates people that are under him or are working out with him. Now, since we're pressed for time, and you know, we had to modify our programming this hour. I want to make sure that we give you both enough time to give out your information. So, ladies first, Bianca, how can people get in touch with for our local listeners here in Honolulu if they're interested in that free pass you talked about that Patrick is offering?
Absolutely. You can call us. You can call the membership department at 585-9626, or you can go to our website, HonoluluClub.com, and there's a slew of information there as well.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Bianca, for being with us. And Jake, how can people get in touch with you even when you move from Hawaii and defecting to California? You can't do that.
Yeah. That'll be exciting, man. They can visit my site, Jake Havron Fit. That's H-A-V as in Victor, R-O-N, fit.com. And that's where they can get in contact with me and more info on being able to train in person or online, so I could train anyone in the world.
That's right. I forgot you train online too, and that's very effective.
Yeah,
yeah, you've developed a system to do exactly that. So Jake Havron, H-A-V as in vitamin, R-O-N, fit.com. Thank you so much to both of you for being with us.
Yes, thank you.
Thank
for
you, and Happy New Year, everyone.
All right, there goes Bianca and Jake, and here we go with another edition, but join us again next week, same time, same station, for another program of Dr. Health Radio. Until then, I'm David Snow. I'll get my voice back next week. reminding you that it isn't how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a very healthy week.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.